Leo chue mi nane da leo nga ba shi jing ki leo che shi jing ki leo de la yang ani ye ten she da den bi go ne lo jong ki che ba la lo tsu ro se da de de la yang da ani ye chue den bi tsu tin da ge wa chue de ki tsu tin se sen jin ten je ki tsu tin sen da ni da sum ye bi nane an ni ba ge wa chue de ki tsu tin che ge wa chue de ki tsu tin la ya de la yang And that only Lula that Chaba Pongoya Surtemba Chickche, any digitola that Drubi Tola Kevas, Shimda, Drubi Tola Kevas, that's also the Linga Yisungi Chick and Chava Kare Chaba inaya. Oh, the Tama, any Kansa Shenda Madeva, Magawa, oh, Dinri Michaya Kicheda, Chick Rondu ke any chawa ina enda, the Gana shing that Cholam Kare Chava inaya, or the Sam of the Kandre Flogu Yame. What the so controversy that Dinima shing that Dinanida Kasan Konti Sheva Nashin Geneda, Kanda Chick Ani so did that Kare Chevresna, Chanju Sambasing in the Gita, Shing is Sensu was shing the Sensu on the Pemasi. So,
this is the motivation of bodhicitta, with the thought, may I lead all sentient beings, my parents, to the state of complete enlightenment. So with this kind of motivation in mind, we listen to the teaching on the text that is the Bodhisattva Chavatara, presented in 10 chapters. We're now in the 5th chapter, the chapter on vigilance. And within that chapter, then we came to the section where it explains how, with mindfulness and vigilance, to train our mind. And that is explained in three parts. There's related to the three types of discipline: the discipline of avoiding negativity, the discipline of adopting a positivity of positive actions, and the discipline of benefiting others. We're now in the second section, that is an explanation of the discipline of positive actions. And in that, then we saw first how to abandon attachment to our body. Because if we have, it is because of attachment to our body that we are not able to practice virtuous actions. So in order to be able to do so, we need to abandon attachment to our body, and this is what was explained in the first section. Then is an explanation of the kind of the actual kind of way we should behave as a bodhisattva. And one extremely important aspect of the conduct of the bodhisattva is to protect the mind of others. That is a quite key or important aspect of the of the kind of the training or the attitude of bodhisattvas. That is to protect the mind of others. That means that in whatever a bodhisattva would do in body, speech, and mind, that it wouldn't give rise to any kind of a disliking in the mind of others, and protect them in this way, and protect their mind in this way. So this is the kind of instructions that are given here in order to be able to do so. It explains how, in terms of with our body physically, that the kind of way we should behave and that. The kind of things that we should avoid in order to protect the mind of others, the kind of a proper conduct or behavior for a bodhisattva. And then also we talk about the speech and the way to talk or to interact with others. And so that is mostly has been most of it has been explained already in that section, and now we come to a point which is more a kind of a further elaboration on that, and we come to the point where it explains actually when we talk to others, then it is important also to talk according to others people's mind, to according to their kind of how they are, how they feel, what they think. Because if we just talk for ourselves, considering what we want to say and not pay any heed to whatever they think, or then that might result in some kind of a negative kind of a situation. So it is important also as we speak then to be aware of what others have in mind and to be aware of the person we are talking to.
드네는데 미신다지게 소소를 깨진다고 되니 드바이나 다 데라레 지 소소 제국이나 데이고스다 시진 이 템바나 시진기 돈에 랑기 센데바 지 다시 야워치네 간다 드니 가르쳐 버렸으나 미신다데 카시다 미신다 카시 개와라 메바여레 카시 디발라 메바여라 아 드네 가레 여바이나야 그런 위치 깨져대다 개디기 깨져 가레 셔바이나 대다 튐비고니다 깨져 셔고 그랬어 Jumsen Karasana, any Kadu Kuron, Migiwala, Medini, Kansashi, then Migiwi Korkeja Shigun, Tedangawa, any Giwanda was Shechawa in a co, Lansan, Kansa de la Pemato Wachini, Kansa de Semagang in Chini, that under Chikondo Chegi, Yanga de Nera. A Nego Kuron, Karela Meva in a Ted and Timbikuni, Keja Shechawa in a, there's a beige in the Kodan, Chik Dewanda Wachani, and it's a beige in the Kale Kalechin and Dachi, Yan Kansa de Dibachewina, Dibalea, Totu Yando, and the Nigi Toshe. Dini yungwira, wo jumsen tala dini chik, kurung gedi karela meba yoba, gedi ki keja karishyaba ina, teta tumbi goni da, soso ki chik sena, shinju yawo chene kandar, kurung dan tumbi goni, da keja dini shego uresu. Dina shin chene da chik, soso ki keja karishyaba ina ya, mi shinda yiche loya ki keja, chik jumsen yoy dini ki keja, dina shin keja nganchi, ani mangawa, Kashiki keja shede da, keja tambo da, ani keja nyingba de zungawa cha de nyin dinde mabu tunga. O dinde ma yinba, keja nganchi korim manchu ba da, mangawa. Mi shenda ki chi yi che loya ki keja, o dinde shego res.
So, when we speak to people, then we should speak according to their kind of inclination or their kind of interest. For example, whether it be virtuous or unvirtuous kind of inclinations, or like when someone is talking to us, for example, whether it be on virtuous subject or unvirtuous subject, also we need to kind of reply and talk on the same level, and so we need to apply mindfulness and vigilance when we interact with others, and to kind of talk according to their dispositions. Because, for example, if we see even someone talking like kind of a has a kind of unvirtuous kind of a talk or based on unvirtuous kind of thoughts, then if we reply with the talking just about virtues, then that won't benefit that person. The person won't be able to hear what we have to say, and so in the end, that won't be of benefit to them. So instead, we should kind of speak according to. To where they come from, according to what they say. If they talk about they have kind of unvirtuous kind of discussions, then we should also have those kind of unvirtuous discussion, and then slowly, then being able to bring them to kind of a more virtuous, more positive kind of tendencies or inclinations. And so that is how we should so talk to people with mindfulness and vigilance, then according to whatever they like, however they are, according to their kind of propensities. And also, when we speak, our speech should be consistent. We should make sure that what we say in the beginning and what we say in the end kind of correspond, because some people, you know, say something and then 5 minutes later say the complete opposite, and that is something also that should be avoided. And then in this way, being consistent in whatever we say inspire confidence in the whomever is listening to us.
대가나신 소속의 미신다를 깨져지 세고야나 아 깨져디 미신다 가와다 이동이 깨져 안 되는 세고스 디 마인바 계좌 되겠다 직 된다 양 세보 매야 되니 양 대숨 사고 여기 계좌 간중 만중 되니 세봐 이나 간사 신다 돼서다 막아 여기 차그러 어딘데 많이 봐 계좌 돼서 직 가리 세봐 이나야 배 세보 전에 어디나 신진에 다 랑기 초라 아니 차네 간다 차비기 단 소속이 다 미리 단 롱바 디나 신이다 죄 딘데 틀라 직 자신이 돈에 봐 계좌 에 신다기 다 직 미리 만다와 디나 신진에 다 출루 만다와 안디나 신체네다 소소 마가 사게 초디솔아바 셰동기톤에 미가위기탐 차동기탐 데니 셰바이나 셴 간자디소 마가니 차노라 마데바차 어디네게 이리 때지 방고 그랬어
and so we should express ourselves with the clearly express our meaning clearly so that there is no doubt also in the whomever is listening to us And speak also in a kind of pleasant way. So speak kind of have a consistency in whatever we say, and speak clearly and in a way that is pleasant. Also, that makes other happy and not kind of unhappy. And for that matter, we should avoid all kind of passionate kind of expressions or of attachment or aversion. For example, when we talk and if our speech is kind of full of attachment, then that may make others, the people who listen to us, kind of uneasy, and it won't be so pleasant for them to hear that. Or if it's also we start talking about kind of people that we don't like, or about kind of spiritual traditions that we don't like, and speak out of aversion. Also, when a presence someone speaking whose speech is kind of full of aversion, also there is something that make us kind of uneasy. So it is important when we speak to speak in a way that makes the person we are talking to happy, and that is by avoiding any kind of a passionate kind of expressions of either attachment or aversion.
난중 깨져 쉐드인한다 디나신다 소소게 지파 메라니 로전트니다 데신다 오드니 자구위네나 데이고스 안 깨기 단다 안 셰소데서 빼 잠보체네 디나신체네다 지 깨져 쉐바이네야 깨져데서 마뉴 렘바 에 카셰베 마보셰소이네다 카셰라 디제 톨란도그레 디나신 깨져 마한타스네다 에 깨져레 쮸인다 디가나신이다 미신다디 데스지 뇨돈다 오드니 차그라 근데 많이 봐 야 뉴운 타바이나야 되는데서 참아 세보 고마도야 근데 용도 근데 난 신체네다 직 소속이 매단 따기 전에지 가시 깨자 가 마보라 가보여레 가시 직 뉴뉴나 가보여레 따디서네야 따기 전에 간다 직 깨자 셰디이네야 깨 단단다 셰소디서야 배 잠보 아니 가세이네야 님보 어디네 셰도와 제바이나 다 가르쳐 버렸으나 아니 파족이 미되고 셈바 가본다 어디네 용우여라 어 준센데라더니 계제 셰동 춘지 춘네다 디레라 로고그레스
and also whether we talk about kind of we have ordinary kind of conversation or whether we talk about the dharma or explain the dharma or have a discussion about it and whatever the case we should talk with the a kind of a soft voice kind of a pleasant and soft voice Also, and not having this kind of harsh and kind of voice, but gently and softly, and not with like kind of aggressivity or kind of harshly, and also with moderation. Moderation meaning like in terms of the length of our talk, meaning that if we speak for too long, then people may not have the time to listen to us, and they might. Or they might feel a kind of a tired and bored of listening to us. So it is important to kind of have the right balance in that. On the other hand, also if we speak for too short of a time, then we may not have the time to explain or to express clearly the point we're trying to make or the points we're trying to explain. So it is important to have this right balance, this moderation or right balance in speech.
Dā mīgī jīk mī shindāla tā gugayi nā yā, dīyā āni jīk tāwā dī dīyā bā, jī gugayas. Kārīsā nā sōzūgā tā mīgī mī tōmī rāshī sūndāla tēbā yī nā yā. Kāndar jīk āni sōzūgā tāsā gī mī dīlā tīnī, āni sāngjī gī jīk tāmbū chāngjū chūdā sēnchē, bātū pāshīn tūgī nyālīn chēnē, kāndar sāngjī gī gōmbō tōyā gī dōng jambiki eta chik kunong toni pa chik miki tadon tsunchi ni awache di mayin ba ta mi kase chik kashi eni kondro ge chik nanju ki toni da miki tadon yora o dinde mayin ba ni jambiki toni soso ge magi ta pugula chik tawa nashin ko magi pugula ni chik jansin ki toni chik tadon kuron miki tadon tsunchi le ta mandawa dinde yora o dina shin chini dina chik ming gogo tonya ta chik dindegi mayinba, jambigi toni, kino de tsoa da jambigi, kino na teni da chi mi ki tadon tsunje yang tenye ba chego urasi. Di tani da tasa ki yudde la teni, tambo soso ki chonju chodo sen che yagi tro, pato pachin tu ki nyane che yagi tro nrawi, ani gewi shenyin rawi yin teni. Di so la teni, ani soso la chik sanje kombo to yagi da nyane mambo yungu yore teni, di kino ki toni da jansing, jamba da nga dindegi kino ki toni tabu urasi.
And also when we look at others, then we should look at others with the whether they be important people or kind of unimportant people, powerful or weak, then it is important to look at them with a kindness, recognizing that there it is thanks to them that we've been able to first give rise to the bodhicitta, to generate bodhicitta. And then to train in precepts, practicing the six parameters, it is thanks to them. So in that, they are like kind of our very kind spiritual friend. So we should acknowledge that, acknowledging that, and then look at them with very kindly, with that kind of in the way we look, that should transmit that kind of a love and acknowledging the kind of their kindness towards us, and never to look at them with a kind of angry eyes. And so the example is given to illustrate that is like the gazing on them as a mother might look at her baby. So with an open, honest and loving kind of heart, or that is the way that we should look at all sentient beings. So whether it be important or unimportant people, whatever kind of a being it is, then we need to recognize that it is thanks to them that first we gave rise to bodhicitta, we managed to generate bodhicitta, thanks to them. And then, because of them, again, we've been able to train in the precepts of bodhicitta, training in the six paramitas that will eventually lead us to the state of complete enlightenment. So it is for them, it is thanks to them that we will be able to eventually reach enlightenment. So, keeping that in mind, and we can see that they are like our spiritual friends or the kind of guides or teachers in that sense. And so we need to, acknowledging that, then whenever we look at people, we should look at them with the kindness.
Then da sozo ki gyawan ra wichik drugu yana da dela di tsu ki chabar. Tega na shingi da sambi kunong ki chabar. Ani nyembo ki chabar. Tega na shingi da yugi chebas tini mambo lingda kareshe goresna manso gewa du de da dizu le chaba yores pena kashe ge nimachi ni din de le pe gewa la shu chen bo zhen ya da kashe ge tegas chi nimare re le shu chen bo zhen ma to ba yin ya mun ti ni chi ka du yin ya ta par chi gewa la this is zhen de chi ra gewa che de o din ni kare ge ya wa yores ni din de ko la da chaba mambo yores nima chik nying ne shu chenpo cheba le mun tui ne kadu yin na chik na xin chene gandar dinde che deya deyda cheba chik gyawa deya ni joshi cheba niba cheba yores dina chik ta sambi ki cheba deyla zo ta kuno jidang ki cho cho le kuno ndamira mambo yore yin ya cho du di chik ya cho sum da dina xin ta sozo ki gewi xin yin ta zayu lama diso la deba che ya dan ane sen chen dunga kina dingi diso la nying je ओ दिन्दे कि चि देबादा हिंजी एन शु डाबे कि थोने कुन नानी दा गेवा दुया दले अनि गेवा शेंदा ले जा दा जुजे छवाजे एन निंबी कि छबा दले जो करिशे गर्सन पेना सोसो कि चि जिंबा दा वचि तांगु येना अन सोसो ले चला चि चा छशे देबा जिंबा तां शवा येना अनि सेना कि नेंबो छगरे सेंग दा ओ देयान जुजे छवा दे माइन बा एन सोसो कि चि दुरिन नेंसे कि चला दे मेले जिंबा तां शवा येना अन दीको दगास चि sena ge nyembo chagyo mare ani chi gewa de yang de ga si ni ba chimbo ani chagyo mare so so le chi chala za chu shin ra bo ne nan jin so so ge chi chala de pe za chimbo ci de ge chala de ne pa jimba ta thwa ina ani chi jimba shen da le chang da chi jurche chewa, ani niba chewa. Di ma yinba ta maa chewa ki jimba tangdi, soso ki chi chala duri ngense, chi chala yabu me dinyi, ani soso la shira peche me dinyi nra wo dinde, gandar jimba tangwe ra wo dinde ma yinba. Soso ki chi chala tsa choshe dezo pa jimba tangtu pa yina. Andi gewa jurche wa che. Di na yinba tsuri nra wo sungu yena ya, soso kaana ani chaba shu jimbo yena wo di chaba di pangtu wa. Chewa yina ani tsuri nsu yena ya, choto chewa. Dike da chik nyimbi ki chewa che. Tiyu ki chewa, ani kunung ki chewa, nyimbi chewa. Andi na shi yu ki chewa shi yinwa, di na yita tambo tiyu ki chewa dan, kunung ki chewa dan, nyimbi chewa sondi.
Tsutin ki chewa yang, soso ki?
Tsutin rabo chik sungu yana yang, soso karela chik shenba, karela chaba chewa yendo na, o di chaba de pa pangwa chena, ani chik tsutin shenda leja yang, choto chewa.
So when also we accomplish positive actions, then there are kind of four parameters that have an influence in the on those actions, or the result of those actions in terms of merit. And so they are the time, the motivation, or the kind of attitude of the mind set with which we are accomplishing this action. Then the antidotes, and then the field or the object of the action. And so, if we look first in terms of time, then there's difference in time also for like for actions. If we do positive actions, for example, very intensely for a day or two, or if we do a little bit every day over a long period of time, then there's a kind of a difference in that. And it is said that the accomplishing kind of constantly over a long period of time is said to be have more kind of a strong positive effect than the just to do a very strong positive action just for one day or two. In terms of the motivation, the kind of mindset with which we are performing or doing actions, then we should do those positive actions with a strong either kind of a faith, for example, faith for the three jewels, or faith for our teachers, or compassion when thinking of sentient beings, thinking of those, especially those who are sick or are suffering. And in terms of antidote also, then this positive action should act as a remedy for whatever negativity we have. And so the more it acts as an antidote, then the more positive it is. And, for example, if we take the example of generosity, then if we give something that we are extremely attached to, like the thing that we are the most attached to, then that would very much act as an antidote to our kind of stinginess. Whereas if we offer something that we don't care about anyway, that we want to get rid of anyway, then that won't act so much as an antidote to whatever stinginess we have, to whatever grasping we have to our things. Whereas if we offer something that we have strong grasping at, then that would help, that would work as an antidote, as a strong antidote to that grasping. And it is the same also with diligence, that to abandon attachment to whatever object we have the most attachment to is said to be a kind of a very effective way of practicing discipline.
An cheba shiwa de da shingi cheba shiang da shingi cheba se de da ani yu yun den chen shiang da yun den chen se de da sanje kunjo che kunjo gin den kunjo kunjo sumche pen do bi shin so so la da jewan de la chi pen tonye nani chi so so ge pa da ma an de so shiang da o din de che din chi ta ren bo ne chi gomba je ne da chi yong de ni ren bo o din de ge chi ta ren bo da ni ma ma bo la kan da ka nga je ne da chi lang ga la pe ka nga ma bo che shan yo ge din de ren bo din de ra o din de da an chi yin ren bo la ne ba cha sun jo o chi dung ga ki nar ding ge ani din de ge kan sa la da jin ba 제샤와이나 아니 간자 신달에 자 진바 땅알에 개와 니 제체와 개와데 니와 체와이마 근데 시거스 소소라 지 체바 포야이나 이제 군초 손에야 체바 포이샤와이나 이 신달에 자 포알에 개와 체와 조세 체와체 디나신다 진바 땅야 요나 지 아니 디나신다 소소고 파 펜타선로 오지 이나야 소소고 파마라 펜타와 이나야 데펜 마시게니 벤 침보인 시행다 디나신신에다 단다 시바나 신신에 chik langala kanga mambu tete nyingi kansa tanga di nashi ani nasa ki yun rumbu nari shen nyingi kansa o dindegi chik dungari chingi kansa dindela ani jimba tanga tuwa yina o di gyawa de ta chik nyuba chenpo tanga ani gyawa de njurche chewa yiwa o dindi shiye wales di nashi chene ta disog rila sosog ye chik jimba tanga tanga pen ta shawa yina ani gyawa shen chewa le shuk chewa yinba shiye wanda ta disog rila neba chewa yina ya ani diba yin di nashi chene ta shenda le chan ani diba chewa yinba
And the fourth is the from the point of view of the field or the object of the action, of the positive action. And so if let's take giving as an example of positive action, in that case then if we give in relation to the what we say the field of excellence, of field of qualities, that is the jewel of the Buddha, the jewel of the Sangha, the jewel of the Dharma, then if we offer to one of them, if we give to one of them to the those field of quality, or if we give towards the field of benefit, meaning our parents, those who have benefited us, or the field of suffering, corresponding to, says, travelers from afar, so people who came a long way and traveled a very long way, or sick people and so on, people suffering, then when giving to such, towards such kind of objects, then it is said to be more meritorious. So if we practice, for example, generosity, and to just give to someone something, or to give to the three jewels, then it is said that to give to the three jewels is more meritorious. So there's a difference in terms also of the object, in terms of the merit as accumulated by a given positive action.
Ani ta gyawa kare dhugu yene ya, dhizo mi shenda ge chik kante dhugu ndo, kante chik ndo, dhile ta dhaya chikbu ma yinba. Dhinde che swan yina da, chik kandar gyawa de yawa chak maresi, kason kondu she swan, mi shenda ge kare chik ndo na, digi chik lemo che ne, ta chaya dhe ta kandar yawa yin maresi. Dhinde ma yinba, ta soso rangyo ne kandar chik chue de la teba tang, ani yiche yobi to ne, chue dhushaba yina, yawa yin maresi. Dina shin da jik janju simbi ke jimba rawa jik sanu tonga yin yang jimba de tangdi da jimba de daba tang, ma daba si, nini yung da. Kari cha gora sana da jimba tangdi kunung tang, ani jimba tang sur. Dina shin da jimba tangdi huwa cha gora, o diso tsama la tangbo soso ke keba cha gora si, diso ha guwa cha gora si. Diso kanya ha ma guba da jimba tang shawa yin na, tiga si jik dunro giri diso kashi ke yang. Jimba dine tanya, mi shinda la jing ya, jik pen tanya nago, kanda jimba tanya nago, dine yores. Ta diso ge chi jimba kanda tango uyo me, ni nguwa kanda jago uyo me, hako uyo mara, o dina shin chana ta pen tong maras. Dine ma yinba, jik jimba tangdi ya, ko kanda tango uyo me, nguwa kanda jago uyo me, o diso la ya, khebar chene, kanda jik jimba tanya de, pa ne ton, roa, jik, o dine chago uras. Ani jewa chi ma ma teba minbi ge da drajung ki kumbon thayan rao tende ki che dupa huye shawa ina jimba de madaba siyeng da kanda degi ko nyuba dega su tengu yomar ta tabar che gu na kare che warasana jimba tangdi yanchar soso la chi chubo yunya ki rewa kanya meba mi shenda la pende ki kuno kuto ne ani jimba tangyan che ani huwa jade yang jimba degi gewa de la tene senjen de za tsama sanje kumbon thaya ki che dupa huwa jago warasa di che yama ina jimba tabas
So whatever positive actions we do, then it is not just it is not enough to just kind of mechanically imitate the conduct of others and try to just do kind of outwardly the way they do. And especially, for example, if we take the case of the practice of the paramitas, such as the practice of generosity, then if we are not aware of the different kinds of generosity, such as pure and impure generosity, then if we do not know what is the right motivation for doing the action, if we do not know the way to practice generosity, if we do not know how to dedicate the merit and so on, then the kind of positive action that we would have done, the kind of generosity we would have done, wouldn't be different from what the animals are doing when they give something, and there's not much point in that. So it is important, so before kind of also engaging in those kind of bodhisattva activities, to be quite knowledgeable, actually, to know about those practices, to know what the motivation is about, to know what the action is. So, for example, when we say that knowing the different kinds of generosity, meaning the pure and impure generosity is a generosity that is with a view of, for example, becoming rich. We know that if we practice generosity, then we'll get, as a result, we get richer or enable us to get a higher rebirth in the world of other gods or humans. Or even to get for ourselves the kind of liberation of the Hinayana, the state of adulthood of the Hinayana. Whereas the pure motivation when giving is a motivation that is not, or pure generosity is when it is an act of generosity not motivated by any kind of selfish interest, but just thinking of others, just thinking of the benefit of others. Thinking by doing that, by giving that, then I'll be able to help them. That will help them kind of temporarily and giving them what they need at the moment, and also ultimately will lead, when we dedicating to their reaching of the state of complete enlightenment, so that all sentient beings may reach the state of a complete enlightenment. Whereas in the impure case, so we do it with a kind of motivation of wanting to get richer or get a good rebirth, and dedicated to, for example, our kind of rebirth in the God realm, or our kind of a future kind of wealth, or to our reaching of arthood for our own sake. So those are the kind of a motivation, so the pure and impure generosity. So it is important, again, to know when we are, before accomplishing those actions, then we don't want to just imitate. There's not much point of just imitating what people are doing. And if we practice generosity without kind of the right motivation, without dedicating properly as well, then the kind of generosity we'll be practicing, like when we give something to people, would be like when an animal gives something to another one, and there's not much point in that. So it is important before then to practice that, to be somewhat kind of knowledgeable about all this.
Ani dagi sheba na shin chine da gyewa kare du yo ne ha odi gyewa de ge da chi ten da la en so so ge ya bo ha ko ya che en de la de ba yi chi bi ge de ba dan den bi to ne da paro de chim ba du ge chi gyewa de so ka de ne ya ani du go gres pe na da jo je ge nam da no no la ni ma ta ba re jo je ge and Sada Dimita Yagita, Nanda Lojinendo. Odina Shinchen, the Soso Gimuntini, and Caduine, and the Gewa de la Zumba. And did Zumba the Mishandagi Churongi, that Dinidine, Gewa de Chegores, and Mishandag Lodemagua, and Soso Rangi Dutua, and the Chegores. Dina Shinda, Mishandagi Kare Chegundo, Dina Shin Sosoge, Mishandagi Lemochene, Mishandagi Tona Shincheva Mimba, and Soso Ranguini Chick. Kandar mishenda la matyo pa tam mishenda lo ma kwa rangi ne truto ba odine chena da yawa yaris.
Thama dine chiyora kongso ki yang dine mishenba yang ma zui chima tum la yang dine mishenba la yang dine kyangso dine kiwa dugo sta ode lab dine mitu yaris. Dine shabden ki kama te kandes kwa shabden dine ya kama tum la yang.
So, when Madrone dead in a mission that you churn with the dead in the chego, give out the two is a tabar, Jim Mission Dag Lone, dig on the chick, give out to the vaina. Any Jim Soso Giron, my inba, Miki, Jemondo with Kitone, that you give out to your channel. The Chavaina, that the gas chick, pentuwe mara karisan ko chik rama mebi tone da gyawa dhude de kunon de tiga chik yabu yungu ya mara sozog rama ng tone ba gyawa la tsun shawai na ko sozog in dewa re de la kunon de chik da yawa yungu ya ra chik chidang da tambo da sozog da gyawa dhudon da hama go nandu miki laya de la nyengu ra ina yanta gasik gyawa de yin kandri yime tuyen da su hako ne de la yiche ki deba yue suwa ina Tene mi shindagi taduya londo magawache, soso rangwe ne chik gyawa dhutuwa. Binanshin tedu, mi shindagi kare chegundu dinanshin chene tamadewa, soso ki chik ransu simbito ne da gyawa dhutuwa. Karasana, mi ki kare chegundu dhele te dewa ina, kason shiba nanshin, neso ki ene mani dunya da, dhevu ki mi ki nede chegure se sanwa dinanshin, chano gore se. Radio che de duwa cha ma yin si jing da chik ta so so ki di kandar gewa di dhuton di tsam ha ko son yin ane tadu yin mele pa rewa nda wo che ne kandri dhugu yu mi chik pa rewa che ne ane mi shinda la pa tinde che ne kandar che de wa yin da digi ko chik tinde goya yu maras junzen kar san so so ki dhuton di tsam gewa kandri dhugu yu mi tsam ha ko zara tadu yin chik da mele radio che de wa yin ane digi pen to maras gyawa degi tuyanda hako ne ani yichibi teba degi kaduyi na ya sosuku muntui ne jindu dhugu uresu ta sosuku jindu matruba che mi shenda shiki jik loya dan mi shenda shiki kare chegundu odele tagi tagi che denye kashe yora lojong ina ya lojong ki jik degi tuyanda de tsama sosuki ta jik di lojong chene pendo yome de tsama hako na ya ani sosuku tatu dele muntui ne zen matruba che ne mi shenda shiki kadi lo na Tedi shini jik lojong che, yang mi shindag malo di sozo lele dedi nye yora. Di nan shing kashi ki yang mi shindag pagi lojong che udi, chegin duu mi du tagi tagi che, mi shindag lojong che di yang sozo lojong tesi che, mi shindag lojong ma je jik yang ma chan chan do jina, sozo ki lojong di yu ne jik, mi ki kare chegin duu tadi nye che yora, udi che wa yina da pen to kumar esu. Dinde ma yin ba, mi le ma tuyo ba, sozo ki jik kadu yu na ya, ni drupu kumar esu. Di drupu ma tu na, mi shindag kare chegin duu, kare lo gu duu, di taya yu mar esu. Dinane tendang umat dini shingda.
So therefore we must know how to practice generosity and how basically when we practice and whatever practice we do, then we know we need to go to the vital point, to kind of know the vital point and the essential point of the crucial point of the practice, and to apply that. So, so whatever Dharma practice then we do, then it is important to first have a perfect understanding of the purpose of the the aim of why we do this practice, and then have a complete kind of a trust and confidence in that, and that if we do this practice, then that will bring that particular result. And based on that confidence, then we need to enact it and to act accordingly, to do this practice accordingly, and to do it not because others are doing it, but or because we see others doing it, but because we understand the purpose of the practice, and we have complete kind of understanding and trust in that, and so, and then we need to do it. Then out of that, that's the way to practice. So practices such as the six paramitas or whatever Bodhisattva practice we do, an example of Atisha is given of how he was preparing whatever offering he was making. He was preparing them himself, and so basically it seems that the last line is a little bit misleading, and it's not exactly what is meant in the. But if we are not able, it is not at all appropriate to rely on others. Actually, what it means is not to rely on others. Here, I mean that not to. We should try. Basically, the point is that we need to understand the practices, and then develop this kind of confidence, understanding, and then act out of that and do it ourselves, and not do positive actions, virtuous actions on account of others. Because others are doing it, then I do it. I see others making offerings, so I make offering. I see others making prostrations, so I do prostrations. So that is what is meant by relying on others. So we're not really able to kind of do it. We are not really able to. We don't have this kind of a strong understanding and faith, trust in that kind of practice, and so we don't really do it, and we just do it as a imitation of others, just imitating others. And in this way also is not so good for different reasons, and one of them is that it is just our virtue kind of relies on others, rely on others telling us practice virtue, or rely on us seeing others practicing. Based on us seeing others practicing, then we practice a little bit. But then if there is no one around, then we wouldn't practice and we won't accumulate kind of a positivity. So it is important. Again, the point here is not so much that if we are not able, it is not appropriate to ask others to do it for us. This is not what is meant. But that actually we need to understand, to know what the practice is about, and based on that knowledge we develop this confidence, this trust in that kind of process, that by this practice we'll be able to attain the particular aim that is supposed to attain. So, and based on that, then we need to actually do it, practice based on this kind of understanding, on this kind of confidence.
chik pen kande yene chama kunege hakone dela yichi bigi deba tembo yore o digi nima taba ra sheni de machaba chene ganda chada to gore siyonda de to de ani kona chronge chada to gore si migi login do mindu en kongi ta gyo mare de na shi mi shenda ge chada to gun do mindu mata ba chene kronge chik dela yichi ge deba ge to ne de nima taba ra shi chada to ya ge nyane de chegda o de na shi che gore si de tinde ma yin ba chik mi shenda ki kare logundu tani chik lega chaya dan mi shenda kare chayundu di ane te dawa ina da mi ki lemo chaya shayundu di lemo chaya ina ko di ki kuncho kumaraisi tanda nguma da pe di ki toni da shayundu.
And so the example we give here to illustrate that is a well-known example of Atisha making a tsatsa himself. So Atisha every day was making tsatsas without fail, and it was not had nothing to do whether other people were making tzatzas as well, or whether people were aware that he was making tzatzas himself. But that was just stemming from his deep understanding of the benefit of virtuous actions and his confidence and trust in that process, and so that is why he was then making the tzatzas himself, irrespective whether other people may think about it, whether people may be aware of it or not, whether people were doing tzatzas as well or not. So that is how we should be practicing virtues. It is based on understanding the benefit of virtues, the purpose of those kind of actions, and developing a strong understanding and confidence in that. Then we should do them ourselves, accumulate this merit, irrespective whether other people know about it, whether people are doing it as well, whatever other people are thinking about it, because otherwise that would just be, if we just practice positive actions because others are doing it, it just becomes like a mere imitation of others, and there's not much point in that. So it is the way to practice virtue, again, is from understanding the purpose of such actions, and then from that understanding developing strong confidence, and then act out of that, or enact them, practice them out of that kind of deep understanding and confidence.
That the catch more kind of carson mission that carry lava de la nitani chi sozogi chawa duyada mission that carry chundu tani any wrong chawa dua. The cook nzogi that doom mambera penani singi degeta ribbon de peco nancho chimbore any cook catcher canju manju mambo shaye de any chick singi de gander gogo tene Johnson on all letter. Chonyangi lojitinera. Dina shincheneda, geja mishenda kare lawa dina shi chechawaina, sosorani, dine chagunda, singi chunun chonyanashi. Dina shita, shenda kare chabanashi, any sosok chedawaina, and mazoki, bela, and ta chonsala, wachona, ni wagi, and keba de tanda, seedi, lochagres, shingda. Karsamazo tas, tayora, ta, chins, tadi, ba, shuchambo chongera go. The Nashi, the Wasin, the Yansin, the Chung, मगे चोने चोरा, कैसे ना को सिंगे दे ता पे सिंजे नानी दा कुरो नानी जाबोरे अनि रिबों दे ता ची लोगो चिंबायो मारा को कदे इन्हें ट्रादे गोरे ता सिंगे मेवा सोगटे, अनि सिंगे मेवा सोगटे ने को केजन हिंबो शिने दा जिदांगी चुरों बे लोगो चिंबोरे चुरों नाशी मरे सिने या, पगे चोदे नाले अनि चुरों रावो चिंदुरस ओती मेवा सो मातो ने ता चुरों नेवा सोगरे टे लाने मावो शिये जदे ते ने को तागंडोरा तागंडो दे चो काने दिने चिते उदे मगे चोनोना Singa Kunobu Sunin Shadegora. Other Shadi, any Koganju content and Magina Nanju Tunde, Kodina and Chonjara, Odina Shishin. Miki Shiva in Nendevain and the Chagres, Miki Chawa Creature and the Chevaina, any Tachon, Tachuana, Wagini, Lemochini, Tamakuron, the Chan, Odina Shinchin, the Kanda Dine Machachini. And so the Tombo Tenda de la Hakoache, and Dilla, you check it ever yes, Wina, any moon twinachic, rankichic, any.
So this is a very important point, that when we practice whatever we do, actually we need to come to understand the purpose of whatever action we're supposed to do, what is the point of this, and then develop this kind of confidence in that, to really kind of come to a confident understanding of this point, and then to enact that continuously. Examples to illustrate that hypnotism is that we need to understand is that this is because of, if we just listen to whatever people say, then we may end up in situations such as the tiger that the lion that was found himself drowning in the lake because of he listened to the rabbit, or to the fox who had all his ribs broken trying to jump as the tiger, and so because you know the tiger can jump quite far, it has and so the fox also thought, I'm gonna jump the same way and try the same kind of trick, but then end up with all his ribs broken because obviously it doesn't have the same strength as the tiger, and also in the lion and the rabbit is the rabbit is a if we listen to the lion listen to the rabbit, then we get us in trouble, and because for example the rabbit is an animal that is always kind of full of fear, and especially when he came across the lion, he was kind of afraid of being eaten by the lion, or his kind of wrath, and so he when he saw the lion, then he came to him and said, well, you are incredibly courageous. You're the most courageous I know, except for one. There's someone who is more courageous than you. And of course, the lion didn't like the sound of it and say, "Where is that guy? I want to see him right now." So the rabbit took the lion by a lake and then say, look there, that's him. And he saw his reflection in that. And so the lion start to be somewhat displeased and start to show his kind of anger to the other one in the lake. And the other one was showing the exact same kind of, you know, faces. And so in the end, the lion just jumped at it. And so meaning jumped in the lake and find himself drowning in the lake, and because he listened to what the rabbit told him. So it is, so therefore whatever we do, in whatever we do, it is important not to listen to what just people say, but to really come to really understand what we have to do, and to come to a thorough understanding, and then develop confidence, trust in that understanding that we developed, and then act upon it continuously and do it again and again. Now we have understood, and we have a complete trust that this is what should be done, and that this is the point of that particular action. Then we should then after that enact it accordingly.
That tenashin da so gewa chiela ni gewa mambo yore gewa de so ya chi ani ni ga chejung da da gewa de so le pe chejung. Dinde yungda. Ta dina nyi nga so pachin tu sano tang suwa yina jimba laya jang tsurin de da jik suwa yina ani yun den da da drebu niwa chewa ani tsurin laya jang sewa de chodo choba yinba shingda. Ta dito kare she gore suna so soge da jik gyawa de so ta dinde jik gore mambo yobi nani dinde oma oma de so nyane chigi chigi ya kama la ya njuk tuwa che gore su pe na kare che gore suna ta pachu de soge nga so komba dine chine saka pondo de, dat dina na yaga chaba jade, ni chu yungda, dat di chu di dan janzo ki chu di nye la, pa chechung, dat manyung, chechung, pa shu chenpo yara, o dina shin chene. Lo japa dole sozo ki jimba tan dewa yina, chidang ki ta gewa, pa gewa chenpo ra, ja chenpo. Ina ya, lo ja jimba tanwa le chan, nyinjik tsuting yawo ji sun shewa yina, pa yin chewa yinba, shekunda. Dina shin, dat lo ja kwa do tsuting sunwa le chan, nima ji zeba gong shewa yina, di gewa chewa yaba, o dine ji. And Dode Jen to Sonana, Shimda, Pachin to Hama Hamale, Chimachima de, and in Chodo Chova Imba. Nama de so Gewatis Chirabata, Chimachima, and the Gewatis or Tawa. Tawa City so Jimbataya de Lunaki, Chick Land of Chanda, and it may Hindu Mama lived the any Gewatis sink to and Mancha of Shin on the sink Gewat and Joshicho in Bashinda. O the name data, the Soraya Kanda, Chink Korimda, and in Chome, Sangi, O the New Year's, the Yavanashi. Ya kongi, komiki gyawa de sora, zhen tuba yina, ten oma ki gyawa la yun rumbu zhenpa le zhang da, penyen da, niba, ni chiwa yores.
So the parameters of generosity, of discipline, patience, and so on, usually it is said that they are, so, there's a gradation between the those different parameters, saying that the later parameters are kind of a more powerful, more beneficial, better than the previous one. And for example, the example that's given in order to illustrate that is that if you think of a cow's hoof print in the mud, left in the mud, and then if water falls after the while it's raining, so let's say that you have a cow's hoof print full of water, and so the difference between the benefit of, for example, of generosity and of discipline is the same difference between a water contained in a hoof print, a cow hoof print, and the ocean, and the same between discipline and patience, and successively. Also, it is said that practicing discipline for a single day has greater benefit than practicing generosity for 100 years. That to practice patience for one day is more beneficial than practicing discipline for 100 years. To practice diligence for one day is more beneficial than practicing patience for 100 years. So in this way there is a gradation, and it is, as it is said, explained in the Sutra Alankara, where it says that the parameter that follows depends on the one preceding it, and because they are presented in sequence, and that they are more or less elevated or more or less subtle. So there is a kind of a gradation, a refinement between a kind of between the different parameters, some which are better than others, and that is explained in the sense that also they are more and more subtle, like the generosity being more on a kind of physical level, and the discipline being on the level of body, speech, and mind, and the other parameters being more on the mental level, so becoming more and more refined. So there is this gradation between the different parameters.
That the day shape chene chik jimbandawa chik so so ki jimbandawa members in the chung chung on the jimbatandi that sitting and the jimbale chan chodu chubara they go to jidangi that jimbandawa chunjunji give a chidi and sitting the tie yamares sitting the sungu res sheng that the chidores jidang misa careers and a chanju semba de soge that chik kare cheba inaya so yin yengi chedo yengi tendu gera de du de jimba da chungu tan de tsulin tan chaba ina ni yende ji yengi de chimbu du gera na an de de ya ji tsulin sung ma to ne tsulin tan chaba ina ya ni ji nyeba yo maras de nyeba meba ma se kandar ji pyen chimbu yo xing do o de ne chen de so na ya da ha ko che wo xing do ji dan wa da mi chi sar se ji dan se ni da mi sar se ya de do마도양직 짐발레 츠린 초드 조바레 시디 카디이네야 아니 짐바탄데 치 츠린 숭 마토야게 데네 중앙이네야 데이코서야 츠린데 직스 베센체네 숭 대바이나 미안 신기 테 슈침보 만도야게 다 니가 용거라 어딘데 이게 뒤서야 직 츠린데 숭 마토네 땅샤바이나 직 녀바요 말했어 어디서야 하고 그랬어 다 쪼 가리시 그랬으나 가리기 직 시에나 팬 토고 인도나 어디 이니 드루네 데이터 아니 직 슈라 아니 Nyanen Shenda Matuya Tan, Nyanen Shenda Chik Pangu Yandawa, Niko Tangu Yandawa, Dene Chungwa Yina, Ani, Dei Gos Chik, Kanda Nyeba Yomare Se Yandawa.
Chitan Wata Mige Sa?
Chitan
Se Di... Chodu Ches, Chodu Ches Na?
Chodu Ches Di Karishya Gore Se Na. Chitan Ngazo Jimba Tan Di, Tsurin Di Tansha Chuyo Mare Se, Sungu Gore Se, Di Geja Di Chitan Re Se. Misar Se Di Karishya Gore Se Na. Chik jimba tandi tsurin pa tan shawai na yengi ni chik tuenja chimbo drutu guye na o tedi pa tan shawai na di yawai res di chodu chuba res
so di
chodu chie se di
so di
misa di da chodu chie misa di yawa tenche kuna chodu chie se shen duwa chitan
misa chodu chie se
misa di da ko yawa res
chodu chie se misa gi nane
misa di yawa
misa di yawa
가르스나 그 진바 땅디 수린디 땅샤 주요 말했어야 되고 지단 시월스 다 미사 가르 열었으나 아니 진바 땅디 수린디 파 땅샤 와이나 베 시엔라 팬도 첨부 여바이나 한 대디 그 수린디 땅샤 와이나 아니 지 대디 수린 마땅와다 땅와니 수린 땅와데다 야와 열었어 이 초도 줘봐 열었어
And so it is said that as a general principle, then the greater paramita should not be sacrificed for the sake of the lesser ones, meaning that when we are practicing, whenever we are practicing generosity, then we need to also keep the discipline, to practice discipline at the same time. When we're practicing discipline, then practice also patience at the same time. So the lower kind of paramita shouldn't be abandoned, the greater kind of paramita should be abandoned for when practicing the lower. That is the general kind of principle. However, there are particular cases, because what the bodhisattvas are concerned with and what's there is the benefit of sentient beings. This is what they try to do, this is what they try to accomplish. So, if for the benefit of sentient beings, if it is more beneficial, for sentient beings that at the time, then they practice a strong generosity and then kind of let a little bit loose the discipline at that time, then this is what they should be doing. So there's the general kind of principle that is set forth, that is that the greater paramita shouldn't be sacrificed for the sake of the lesser one. However, in particular cases, it might be better for the bodhisattva to actually abandon the kind of the greater paramita and to concentrate on the strongly applying that lesser kind of paramita if it is of more benefit for sentient beings, because this is the main point, this is the main kind of objective of sentient beings. So it is said that in all treatises, then the general among the general and the specific, then the specific is set as more important, is considered to be more most important among the two, and that is as in our situation here. That is, even though we have the general principle of applying of not sacrificing the greater paramita for the lesser one, meaning whenever we practice, for example, generosity, we shouldn't abandon discipline. However, in particular cases, it might be of more benefit for sentient beings to actually abandon somewhat the discipline and to concentrate fully on the practice of generosity, that this particular strong practice of generosity, endeavor and generosity may require us to kind of let a little bit loose the discipline. So, we see that in that example, that if we were to stick with the general principle, that is not to to keep the discipline as we are practicing generosity, then we wouldn't be able to practice generosity fully as we and we wouldn't be able to practice generosity in the way that would be the most beneficial for sentient beings. So therefore, in that case, the general principle should be kind of let a little bit aside, and we should act according to the kind of specific situation we find ourselves in. And so that is why it is said that among the general and the specific, then in every treatise, then they see the specific as most important.
That the injury gyawa chidig tsurin che dini sinjin tenjig tsurin sa dini ma sinjin tenjig tsurin se dyu da zo rangi da shin sinjin gi tun ngus che ba andala sinjin tenjig tsurin sa dambo de kare she wara sana sinjin gi tun kare dugu ina odi tso ma sozo ge da tso ani dandu nengu gure sa dini da kare che wara sana sozo ge da chi chalan rawa kare yoba ina ya di so tanga dina shin da chi jimba tani chala ngobo dini pa jimba tani sinjin gi tso sozoge korla ani doya da dinashi chöshi ne da korla dune kanda senjin gi tenche go res nimba che ani de somba del karishi go res na da mi shenda de zogi ji made ya ge ji chawa de zo ri chama ani sozoge ande sunga sung ne da de la kanda de la ani kadum che go res o dine sung go ne da senje de je gi tsuren de shen go da dinani da tambo senjin gi tenche kare ine ya o de chama sozoge ne so dando ne de dinima
So now we come to the discipline of working for the benefit of others, the third kind of discipline, and that is basically do whatever we can in order to help others. And so first we'll examine how to act for the benefit of others, and then There'll be a section explaining how to draw beings to the teachings by means of material gift and the Dharma. And then the last section is to protect the others from losing faith or losing trust. That's something that we need to also, as a way to benefit others, that's something that is extremely important, to protect the mind of others and to protect others from losing faith.
That sinjing ki tun kandese sozo so dando lengo gore sana da kondo shiba nashi nyeshe dombi tsurin gewa chudik tsurin sinye de kandi yime sozo ka kwa che tene da sinjing ki tun che de rangi tun randengi lo de tene mewa kaduyine ya ani shenge tenla bezen shuchenbo jeba ina en tadu ge sanje ge komaya togre ani de togre nego chik gase sosola da senjen ge tuen trudi nego dungar dinde gase ta dinde chidi kanda shenge tuen to randeng ge lo teni mebi tone shenden ge shenge tenla bezen shuchenbo chede ā, tā tīki tātū kī āni sāngcē kōmō tōgā rā, tī tō tī dūngā chēmbō tī sō tā mēbā sōn rō rā, kōyī dūngā, tī sō tsāngā kāntā tīlā tīni mēbā sōn rō rā. O tī mēbā sōyā kī chē tō nē kōb kī tā chī dēwā, āni chūngu tū sō tā pā nyāne, āni dūngā tī sī chī yūng rē sī. O tī yūng tī tā tīlā tīni sāngcē kī chī tīndi dūngā chēmbō pāyā lā, āni dēwā chūngā dā sō pā nyam bātā, ā dūngā chūngu, āni yungu yō bātā sāngcē kī gōni, tēpā chūngu tā, āni chāngchū sāmbā lē tōngbō bātā sō lā, tā lū tā ngā kī mī kī wā dūñyō rā, o tā sā tsā mā kā yō rē sā sō lā, yīnā yā, āni chāngchū sāmbā yendēn shū chēmbō chē bātā sō lā, lī ngā kī mī kī wā dūmbō, āni kō sō lā, kā yō mā rā sā, nā yō rē sā. Jumsen karasana, dunga chenpo pangdi, ta dewa chungu nyamba ta, dunga chungu njungu yara, o din njungu yaba gongne, shenden shu chenpo chengen kansa to so la, linga ki mikya wa dungbo tenya, chik nangshu yaresu, dila kangu nangyamaresu, o din nirabu chen. Kandar ta, shenden drudi chik linga ki, shenden druya ki randun ki teni mebi toni, shenden drudi, linga ki mikya wa dungbo la chik cheba ina ya, diba meba, gewa njungu yaba, o din nirabu, dhena di kogungda.
So the discipline of working for the benefit of others, so first is to work and the action to do for to benefit others, to really engage in that. So first, this is with the we need to understand, so the discipline of avoiding negative actions and the discipline of undertaking positive actions, so it's something that we need to have a good understanding, and then we need to be practicing accordingly, and then with consistency, meaning continuously and with diligence, and then also we need to have, once we have that understanding, also we need to have this kind of motivation of being completely devoid of self-interest, of completely doing that for the sake, for the benefit of others, of thinking that by doing that then we will be able to help them on a kind of temporary level and also ultimately lead them to the state of enlightenment, so with this kind of motivation, thought in mind. And so when we do that, then it is understood that the Buddha has understood that actually sometimes in order to benefit others, to bring that kind of ultimate kind of benefit, in the end it is necessary sometimes to go through some kind of kind of small sufferings. There's a small suffering involved in trying to get this ultimate kind of happiness. So in order to get kind of greater happiness, then sometimes some small sufferings are involved. And that is why then also, even though there's those seven negative actions of the body and the speech, then they are forbidden at all times to practitioners of the lower vehicle and also to beginners, bodhisattvas. And the reason for this is that, it is not actually, those bodhisattvas who have this very strong kind of motivation to turn toward others, who are devoid of any kind of selfish motive, can practice those negative actions, those seven negative actions of body, speech and mind, whereas beginners bodhisattva who don't have this kind of strong kind of mind turn toward the benefit of others shouldn't accomplish those actions. And the reason for this is, as we just said, that has been understood that actually sometimes in order to get to the biggest kind of state of happiness, the kind of sometimes necessary to go through some small sufferings. So because of that, then it is allowed to kind of expert bodhisattvas or kind of more advanced bodhisattvas who have kind of motivation devoid of any selfish kind of motive, they can engage in those seven negative actions.
That the any Sanjay ge da jing do tsu na na gare she gore sana de be nyin je chen bo ge de ne minan dun dun che se ba si ji da ta minan dun dun che de ko de ge da chong ba mang bo ji gan da chalan chu ne gan da se ya ge ko cha ji ye ra o de cha ji de da de be nyin je chen ge ne kong ge gon ne da de mi cha ma chong ba chong se sha wa ina ni minan dun dun che de gan da de ba chen bo che ne da nya wa la che ne gan da ji kaba mambo la ta mithaya de ini gone ta dela ninji chene ta kron chibu se chawa ina dig diba de ta chiko michi chibu se chaya ki diba re ma do me mambo se ya ki diba ya mara odi ta chi me mambo ku so cho tugdu de ga na chi kron se chawa ina ni kron ma nya wala ta miche ya ki toshin ro yung du tini kuno tini ko ne ta se sha ra odi se sha di kaba mambo ki ta cho cho re sing do de na chi ta transi cho kama sing do odi ya ta chanju sem ba che And dig it some bengu puma de the chagi, the shooting boot chani, and the chivikin yanga, and soaking yanga the lady, and dela ching chivin jiba de la joe cheddar, that mizamba cheshire, sing the odia, and chick, kanda, luke any, migawa chevin yaba the manjuni, kaba mambo get that sozo yus in the shenda, or the negative kanda, shendungi chick, chawanda, or the ne yaba yina, dig it cheddar chick, lingaki migawa dumbo karicheva yina. Migiwa minjuya maase ni gewa chani kandar kaba mambo ki tso zogu yas o dinde chi chendani kandar shenduyen la ni linga ki migiwa dunbo nangyi kop ni kandesi yu me o dinde chi kunong toni da chi shenbeng ki kunong toni da linga ki migiwa karichaba ina ya ni tano na migiwa inba ina ya tuyen la da gewa dinde chabu yas
and so there's In the sutras, for example, there's the story of Captain Goodheart and a black spearman. And you know the story when there was a black spearman on his boat who was about to kill those 500 merchants who were actually bodhisattvas. And Captain Goodheart was a previous incarnation of the Buddha. The one who was to become the Buddha Shakyamuni, and he's kind of he could foresee what was going to happen, what was Black Spearman's intention of killing those 500 people, and he immediately understood that if he does that, he will spend countless eons in the countless kalpas in the hell realm and suffer tremendously there. And so out of compassion he thought, well, if I kill him now before he kills anyone, then he won't have the to experience the result of having killed even one person, and then I'll experience the result for him. But so motivated with this extremely pure kind of thought of wanting to protect Black Spearman from experiencing kalpas and kalpas of suffering in the hell realm, he killed him. And as a result of that, as a result of this good motivation, then he said that he accumulated merit corresponding to kalpas of ordinary kind of positive actions. And there's also the story of the young Brahmin
Tararamana,
and who so he basically there was this young girl who kind of got infatuated with him and said that she would kill herself unless he would marry her. And of course he had vows of celibacy, so that was a little bit difficult. But then he chose to break his vows out of a motivation of wanting to protect her from killing herself, because also killing oneself, she would have to undergo immense suffering as a result of that negative action. So, motivated by pure compassion, then he married her. So, also in this case, due to his pure motivation, he accumulated an incredible amount of merit. So, all this to say that actually the positive actions are based very much on the motivation. and not necessarily on what they look like, on the kind of appearance. Or from the outside, they may look as appear as negative action. However, if the motivation is completely pure, then it is a positive action. So whatever arms or whatever a possession we have, then we should share them with the with those who have fallen in the lower realms, such as animals like birds and dogs, and so making offering kind of some of our possessions, or to those who have no protection, like beggars, or those who are engaged in the meditation, who are on retreat and really practicing. So to animals such as birds and dogs, and to beggars, to practitioners, then we should make offering. We shouldn't use whatever position we have, we shouldn't use them for our own kind of sake, but offer them to these kind of beings. And also we should always offer the first part of whatever we get, whatever we have, to the three jewels, and to be able to kind of also offer the, for example, the and also dedicate the kind of leftovers or whatever is remaining, and donate them to the spirits.
That did not change in a Sayagri did in a chair, that Kunyagri in a penna, and so children in that Rajunda with the Nina, any chugasums and the Nayore, that did my imba question that you were in any, the long candela, particulars, Shimba, Jimatanj Gores, and so good yet, the Germans. That did they get Rajung, Maina, Kandarachik, Chimbiki, then Ching, that Chuba de Nina. And so that you call that you go at the Nyarkan that you that the Labunda would need the retake that part Jimbatan. In a that day and so get Tambone chick Tagichagur mash. Yan Tambone touching majet, that Jimbatan received the Kuro than a chick you had the Tamani, made a Jimbatan. Yan did jail a sozogi chick patient over the Goya Chugeta, Kashilian, and Jabba Chingda. What did it chess on another? Young Gawa de Kander.
Chicky,
Sosola, Chigoyo, Chaladi, Kandar, Chetuyagi, geyo ge chala de nyara ta tinde mayin ba ching mambo ching sane pung de ba yinada dele nisimba de shu ching ba yung gara di mayin ba ta tinde kri de ya pangu kri inda wo tinde laka ni jimba tanto nanda ya gores.
And so that was for the food, and also we should give the kind of material possessions we may have. And it is said, so apart from the three monastic robes, then anything else then we should be giving to beggars or to whomever. And so we shouldn't keep like too many useless things. There's a certain amount of things that we need, that we require, but then in order to practice the Dharma and to but on the other hand, then we keep a lot of things that we don't need, like we have cupboards full of clothes that we don't wear and things like that. So we shouldn't be holding on to these kind of things, but instead it'd be better to actually give them, to offer them.
That Janju Simba Le Tamboba, Disoge, Yengi Chik Yending Dinde Chedu Sambala, any Rangi Chik Labada Comba Chene, that Shenden Chia, the so numerous. What Dinde Mayimba Chik Le Tamboba to Soga Kandar, Rangi, any Subode, Shenden Chia, Chedu, Suncho Chegores, and Chik Drugo Jacha Mayimba, any young Drugo Shuchimbo, any Towa Dinde Mayimba. Then I see Koloina, that she sosogi chick, subo de counter, suncho chetuya, or the negi chick, shoot chimbo that she said and colani, shoot chimbo that chetch and lady sumata of maimba, and shoot chimbo lady, any segregate cut of shoot chimbo cheva maimba, counter chick, a lady, she sired and coyagi, and sotoba, and a suntoba, or the negi chick tonida. Lindy, Peche Yavotani, and he gave to words. Give a change and you did, Sanjay Toma, Sanjay Komotaya Chedo, and he moved a man, Jenny, and Sanjay to Chegos.
So, and because if we hold on to those, all those things in possession, then that would just increase our attachment. So it is better to offer them. And, then novice bodhisattva, in the case of someone who's like a beginner on the bodhisattva path, then shouldn't cut off his hand and then give it. For example, there's this kind of thing that shouldn't be done by a beginner bodhisattva, because there's even if there's some kind of altruistic kind of intent in that, then there'll be a lot of suffering, and he's not kind of ready for this kind of act of generosity, because he may regret or create a lot of a problem. And particularly, we need our body to practice the Dharma properly. So we shouldn't also kind of we should very much take care of the body and make sure that we use it in the best possible way for the benefit of others.
That lady gander, segege, and sotovache, and a ganga mebache. O dinde cheneda, giva de Sanje Komotoyaje, Mwata, Manam Jashavaina, and Beshindo, any Sanje Tamaki, Niko the Taduki, Jig Pemba, the Dewa, any Dewa Latin, Sanje Tamaki, Sambaduso, any Jutuba, O dinde Kale Kalejini, a young wearers. Dinde that let Amboba the Soge, Jig, Ninji samba de tadung, number tava chayomares, Junsen deletin, satombo matok pato, any tambu chedriaki, ne, lunde, sumcho chegur mato, any go the cana tumni, jena jimba, and the chayomares, the cheva in a jena pemba, pen toya de tang yabayomares, carasan and in talajik, ranki julas, ninji samba de an tempo yomare, dina shi toni ki, monson to be tawa de yomara, o dindi, yena jimba tani, tamasosolani. Nasandra Wada Dunga Yondita and Java Chegura or the chess when gave Pachi Chagas Shimda Dindi Lotino Nola Make Junshin Data Kasi Yoba in a pe Sumcho Chegura or Dina Shinchen and Ludi and Kandara Chik Shenden to Yagi Chedo Yang Chedre Shuchemboya Mayimba and Katu Shuchemboya Mayimba Kandar Segregan Soto Bachini and the Nicton Sumcho Chegurus.
And so, as beginners bodhisattva, then we need to take care of our body as a support for our practicing the Dharma, and it is not the time for giving away as act of generosity parts of our body, like giving our hand or giving our head. This is not the kind of practice we should be engaging in as beginners bodhisattva. And because we haven't, it is only when we reach on the first bhumi that we have a direct realization of shunyata that we are able to fully practice in this way. Because before that, our motivation, our kind of altruistic motivation or compassion, is not completely pure. It's not unless we reach on the first bhumi and we realize emptiness, and then all grasping is released, grasping of the self is released, then we won't, our compassion wouldn't be authentic, wouldn't be completely pure. And so therefore, whenever we do those positive actions, even though we may think that to give our hand might be an act of generosity, might be helpful, it might not be the case actually if we really look at it. Because if we give our hand or our head because we don't have this kind of realization of emptiness, then as a result we may come to be sick and to go through a lot of suffering and start to regret what we have done. And so the kind of there won't be much benefit in that kind of positive action. So that is why it is said that for beginners bodhisattvas, meaning before reach on the first bhumi, then we should take care of our body, that our body is extremely important for us in order to reach to the to enlightenment. There is this support that we need to take care of. And as it says in the Siksha Samuchaya also, that we shouldn't engage in those practices unless we are on the first bhumi.
Dakasi tsende da ne chewa chima la temba da ndoyi de ani jachimbo ji kandar ani jung ne ta gewi ge ba che minjo ya minjo wa da temba da ndoyi ge ten jachimbo shi yongwa ina so zo ge so le da ne kandar ji ani jimba ta ne ya digres tang go res shim da di ma yin ba tsende da chewa chima la temba da ndoyi de jachimbo man ro de na shi gewi ba che so zo jema ji Labala sova chene, njava chesana, gei pache chanukunda, o dinde giri, chunga inani, kandar luide sungu uresi. Da dinde tama sozo la njava ya mache, ane tsende dan jawa chima la chik, tenro ki duenja chumbo yunga ina, liso ya tango uresi shikunda. Da di karesana, anzo pyo la, la lama chanchu yuesi nindi, lo zawa pyo la den tanya ki cheto, da lo zawa diso ki jaga ki cheto, pyo ki la tsu chogu di, ane digi yun, ser dinde mampu pugu unda, o di ser di da chik, lots of den tane kandar chue jue ge chedo ni kon ser soga ani dinde chene rode de tini pache da sobo ge nongba de le insa ye dinde chile rode de ni ma da tu ni kanda ko zhen ne sin ni zhen gong nong la kanda tin je chene da pe ka le ma bo chen ne tama de da kanda dinde chene ani de ya ge da lo ju ra de kon kar che ra sa na den da ngoma de chi chue de kanda chu pe le ju ne ani den ba da ro ye ge che de kanda ser tsone da rang lyso yang da kanda dine chene chik meba sogu tuera o dine da wo da kanda chungwa ina ni chik soso ke sol lyo tangne kanda dine cheba ina yang da penye chimbo yores di ma yinba chik dine ki tenba dan roi ki tenya ja chimbo ani manchunga che di tola soso ki chik laba dan kongba che ne kanda sol lyo tangde chik soso dunga ki njaba lo dine cheba ina gewa la pache chanukunda o dine ki rila da Tendai ke ri yinba yina, an liu de jimba tanya yu maris, kanda so de sungu uri, liu de sungu uri siyabu. Tendai ma yinba pe na, tsende dan jewa chima la tenpa dan royu ge tuyen jia chimbo yaba. Dena xin soso ge, jik laba la soba jie tu kare chaba yina yang, dila ane jima soso njaba meba. O tendai ke jik chunga yina ne, soso ge so loe tangne kanda jik liu de, an tendai tola pa tang toba yina, ane tango uri si. La lama chanchu yasin yin de tandaki diki nanta de sebo tega string mendo kong yin jo pyo la lo tzawa de so den chani jaga ki chwe de ta pyo ke la jo gura tedi dik jurdi diki yuen ra wote menra ki ta chik de ser mawa pyo go gondwa ta di yang chi suri na mo nimi ki che de so da jing han ju ko so de lo za wa de so ke pe ke le jur di de ani che ja me na so de so pe ja wa chim bo re ko ser de phi tu ng do pe ma mo en chi su la la ma chon ju ye de do sar ma ge da ji kan da yuan dan da wo si cha ng da ko ge de ja wa chim bo me ani de ko so da lo za wa de so yang pe de wa chim bo ye ani ser ma bo te go go sa la de te go de ani ko ji che ju ya ge che de da ser du gan ron da ser du gan ron en ro de ani sobuk lungba ina kaayin echi laa nin todi kare tab nye na kanda maa da tu ne ni diso ki zun na si ne pe ko lan tinche mambo che ne kanda la chik tama dinre ki tola da chik deya ki loji dine ra o di dinda ngoma de kare res na ni kongi dinde de goya da ni dinde tama dinde chunya de junsen kare sa na ni che di tsur joya da di ki che do kanda dinde che kanga mambo cha ne roshan jo lo uchi shing do 我这也叫不上，对个，但这叫不上呢。对，肯定呢，看到搞地地的可能性，对个，这地地的东西，应该是。那地逻辑的，这当个我当不地逻辑通的呀，这个三部门的，地拖了打电话，这个逻辑的，这个也不听不到。 네네 간다 딜레다 오치 직 최저야기 제도 세데 주간로디 간다라 직 정권을 진짜 마음보 치네 내야길로 지지열다데 공기 디 간다 디 된다 된 거마데 최저야기 제도 된다 어디 딜레다 오치 된다라고 예고 있는 직 리소 땅에 있는 양 디그레스
So the So it is important as a beginner's bodhisattva to protect our body, and that is because if we accomplish positive actions, that are for the Dharma, that are somewhat beneficial, but then we regret after that, then the kind of the positivity of those actions is lost. So it is. But then, if we do actions that are so we shouldn't kind of sacrifice our body, and if it is for actions which are somewhat beneficial but not that beneficial for the Dharma or for sentient beings. But then if it is actions which are extremely beneficial for the Dharma, for sentient beings in this life, in the future, and that after that there won't be any feeling of regret, then we could go ahead with it. And so that is like the story of the great king who was at the time that there was I don't remember very clearly the story, but he at the time when he was invited a lot of translators to translate the Dharma, and that was at the time of the new translations, and at that time that they used to offer a lot of gold to translators to be able to translate the Dharma, to make a lot of offerings in gold to translators, and so Chanchukhe wanted to invite all these translators, and so he wanted to gather a lot of gold. So he went, he started to go to different places to gather the gold, and end up in jail and suffered a lot there. I think it was in Mongolia or something like that. I don't remember so clearly the story, but basically he went through all those difficulties, all those hardship at the cost of his own kind of physical suffering. That was for the sake of the Dharma. That was with a great purpose for the Dharma, for sentient beings, with a kind of view of this life and future lives, and without any kind of feeling of regret. So, if that is the kind of attitude we engage in those kind of actions, then it's fine to do so. But otherwise, if it's just a kind of more limited kind of positive action in terms of benefit for the Dharma, benefit for sentient beings. And that also we may have some kind of a regret after we've given our head or given our hand, then we shouldn't do this, but instead very much take care of our body.
Dini, da mi shenda la chue she di yin ya, ani chue she sa ki kanza di so zo ge ani zayu lama la ma de wa. Dina shingi da, dina shingi da she ya ki chue de la deba me ba, dini kiri la da, chūshēyā yōmārīs, jōngsēn kārīs nā, dēlē chūshēyā yīnā chūgī chēwādī nyāndōgārīs shēngdā. chögi chewa nyamba mase ta dela phento maras karsan ko chöde shejana chöde la teba yomare ani chöde gi ta chik lama dela ya ta teba yomara ani ko sozo gi tsavi lama dela ma deba yeba ina ani sozo tsavi lama gi chöde midela sheba ina chöla ye teba yomare ani sozo gi tsavi lama dela ya teba yomara odi gi ni phen min thoa ya mase ani ko la neba chano bores karsan ko chöla ani magi ba da ani sozo gi tsavi lama dela ma deba lota che gi junse odi la tene ko ngen son che lo ra Udinila, ni chumi sheva che. Then I shin that jig, chu shesagi kanza de jig, samba jig chu de la cuba yoba yina, joaki chaba, any jig sozo subola nasa meshindo, and in gola, that jig two trees, two city, jagagi midis of rain over the net down the dinner shita peva de soya, chikuba de ne mambungo down the, or the red over tree shaya, and then I shin shamu kandaya. Only sozoki kana, that do dinde, that dinde pune. And then I shinta, Juba de Kawadin Latene, Mama Devachin, Laval. And it trained our Sencha de Lavano, seen it then in Kansatiso. And then I shinta chick Travando in a Zendi can go down in the Che Nending or the Little. That dinner shinchi, Che Shesa Kansadia, Tombola de Shingin de Magula, Mama Masala de Ding, or the Nilan Cheshe Yumaris. Touching never low in a miser is shing the corson, any Juba de la Tanguyatani, Kuchakan de Guyandauda, any Shamu Kuyanda within the Yavina, that the Lako Sanji Noyers, Nevaimas, the name my ingiri. And then I shintan so Chignashi Tango Yavina, and Chigi Shamundzo, Kunchoyaki, and Noyers cigarette. Then I shint by Nimatsawada in the Anchik Chadanda within it, and in Chico Nima de Kayak Chitta, that the name Chick Noyers cigarette. That the name my imba chick under. Kiridala da dinde kiridala da chim chalam de tis magu ba dinde chabur so dinde la a chose me sung da
teaching shouldn't be given to people who show no respect whether in their kind of mental attitude or behavior is if that we shouldn't teach to people who don't have any faith or confidence in their teacher and Because if teachings are given to people who do not have respect, no respect for the teachings, no respect for the teacher, no faith in the teacher, then the greatness of the Dharma will be diminished, and also the those people won't be benefited. If you teach to people who don't have much consideration for the person who is talking, they won't really take on what they are receiving from them, and so they won't be benefited by those teachings, and also the kind of the greatness or the kind of respect that we have for the teachings also will be diminished by just giving it away to all sorts of people. And what is more is that this lack of respect of those people then would actually lead them to take a lower rebirth. And so, and the teaching also it is said shouldn't be given to those who show no respect in their attitude, for example, as if they have their heads covered with like hats or turbans or whatever, like Indians used to cover their head with like some sort of turbans, or in Tibet also they have those kind of things or hat, or people who kind of, even though they're not at war, and carry walking sticks or weapons such as swords or spears and so on. So teaching shouldn't be given to such people. And also, we shouldn't be teaching to those who kind of carry about or come with the 10 teachings with their umbrellas, even though the sun is not too hot, and then it's just a kind of more as a kind of a style of fashion and walk about with a nice umbrella, and who kind of sit on a quite high seats, you know, then don't take this kind of a lower humble seat. And of course, allowances are made to, in the case of sick people. So if people are ill or sick, they may need to sit in a chair, or they may need to cover the head and to have a camera, keep it warm. So that is a different. That is of course acceptable in this case. But it is more that the different attitudes is explained here, just showing a lack of respect. And so in situations where people lack respect, either in a kind of mental attitude or in their external behavior, then teaching shouldn't be given. have any question? Bill?
It's actually talking about the same quote from the Buddha, when the Buddha first returned to enlightenment. This is in the section on requesting during the wheel of the Dharma. The quote ends with the Buddha saying, in this translation, like, I will now open the doors to the deathless Dharma. And the other translation is something that says, I will open the door, the gateway to the nectar-like Dharma. I just wanted to, could Kenpo explain the meaning of opening the door to the Dharma? Maybe it's very obvious, but maybe.
So to open the door means to give the opportunity. If the door is closed, then you can't enter. You don't have access to what's behind the door. So when you open the door, then you give the access to it, the opportunity to kind of have access to receive here. So the example is the amrita or the nectar. Amrita in Sanskrit, and nectar is like in the god realms, and they have this nectar that if you of immortality when you are. When you drink it, that keeps you alive or lengthen your life. And so the Dharma here is compared to that. And so when we request the Buddha to turn the wheel of the Dharma, means we request him to open the door of the Dharma to basically give us the opportunity to have access to this nectar-like Dharma.
It's okay if you don't have any questions.